Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, that's me, here with you, Nick Frazier, on the ones and twos. It's been a busy few days for baseball with their draft going on, the home run derby last night, all-star game tonight. And, you know, whenever there's a MLB draft, usually you hear the Vanderbilt Commodores name thrown around. So we say hello to their head coach, Tim Corbin, who is on the line with us. Corbs, how are you?
Good, Chase. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Good to talk to you. And, you know, I've enjoyed the last few days because I get all the media emails from Vanderbilt and everything on your program. And, I'm just sitting there. My phone's lighting up and it's, you know, so-and-so drafted and so-and-so drafted. And once again, a lot of your boys that you've done a lot of work with over the last few years, get that call, and I know how excited you must be for them, not just Enrique Bradfield going in the first round, but everybody from your program that got that call to go to the majors.
I am. I'm excited for them personally and their families. It's a gift for them when they work at a level and invest at a level where they can actually grow as a player and then have an opportunity to extend themselves. And this time for them, as we talk about a lot, is just a small window, but if they can take that window and expand it a little bit in years and help, then and potentially do something they really, really enjoy and get paid for it, then it's certainly a gift. But I'm certainly happy for all of them.
Yeah, and I can remember the conversations, you know, over the years that, you know, you had with Darren and Willie and me about the draft being when you guys are still in the playoffs and still in the College World Series, and they couldn't enjoy the moment. Now they've finally gotten this right. I like that it's right around this time that these kids can enjoy that moment with their families and actually embrace it and not have to worry about also doing a job at the same time.
Well, that's right. I mean, it was awkward before because it was right in the middle of competition, and that kind of takes away from team. Because as an individual, when you are gifted the opportunity to be drafted by a team, it's, you know, there's a lot of emotion to it. And that emotion, it gets taken towards that. And it's very tough for a young kid to kind of be able to share his interest, so to speak. And they try, but I'm glad it's positioned in the manner that it is right now, just from a standpoint of it's into the summer enough to where, you know, kids can get done with what they're doing and then just focus on that.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin is on the line with us. And so obviously Enrique Bradfield Jr. goes 17th overall to Baltimore. Willie and I were talking about this yesterday, and I said, I like that fit for him. But what were kind of your thoughts when you saw it was going to be the Orioles and he ends up going in the first round?
Well, I think he could have gone to a lot of different teams, but I feel like that particular club right now is they've got a chance to be special just because they've got a lot of good young kids that are on the major league roster right now. They're playing pretty well. They certainly have a very good farm system. Jackson Holliday was their first pick last year, and Jackson's playing quite well, and he's a friend of our family, having had his uncle coach for us. So I think Enrique being part of that is exciting for him. I talked to a radio station yesterday in Baltimore about him, and, you know, I feel he's one of those kids that can move rather quick. He's got an element to him that the major league game doesn't have a lot of, and that's just the ability to cover a lot of ground in center field, and he can certainly do that. He's a special, special center fielder. There hasn't been we haven't had someone like that. We've had some great center fielders, and it's not minimizing what they've done, but this kid does things differently. And also his offensive abilities, too, his ability to put the ball in play and then his ability to run once he gets on base. So I feel, especially with the changes that have been made in Major League Baseball with the bases and the number of times you can pick off over to first and second, then he certainly can take advantage of that. And he certainly is going to find ways to score runs. Score runs is going to help them win, and help them win is certainly something Baltimore's been doing.
It's no secret that, you know, you talk to anybody that's come through your program there at Vanderbilt that they maintain that connection to Vanderbilt, to you, and you know, they're Vandy boys for life. I mean, that's kind of how it is. So with that being said, what is kind of your role in the pre-draft process? Do you let them come to you if they want advice? Do you reach out right before and, you know, give them a pep talk? How does that relationship continue as they get ready for the draft and the next step?
Usually talk about it in the fall. You know, talk about what their thoughts are in the fall, and knowing that they don't have any control of it. Control is of their abilities and what they do. But we talk about their thoughts, and if you were selected in a certain position, what it would take for you to leave school. And I just don't try to put too much pressure on. Number one, because I don't talk about those outcomes as much, because I think a lot of times they get in their way, and I don't want that for them. We want to try to loosen the burdens here as much as possible to where they can just get on the field and play for their team, which they do. But then as we get closer to the draft, you basically have an idea based on your conversations with the scouting community where a kid fits inside the draft. And once that happens, then we have a few more conversations, but we keep them pretty tight and pretty small because we're still focusing on the team. And then, to your point earlier about the draft being removed from the season, it gives you time really to break down the year and break down their thoughts on what they want to do. So our conversations are pretty clean, really. They're pure. They're transparent. I mean, we talk about what they want to do, and we try to help them and guide them along. And if I felt differently about it, I guess I would say, well, I would definitely speak to it, but typically we're on the same page.
Tim Corbin is with us. Baseball, college baseball is unique in that, you know, a kid can skip college altogether and get drafted right out of high school. And, you know, which is obviously asking a lot, but, you know, for you that, you know, you're doing your job, you're building a program, you're recruiting. What layer of, I guess, difficulty does that add to, you know, being a college baseball coach, knowing that there are some guys that you may talk to and think would be a great fit for your team, but a major league team will come along too and think the same thing?
Yeah, and that's happened. I mean, it's probably going to happen here. I mean, we had four players selected very high, and if they get selected high, then there's been communication between the player and the club that they would sign for that amount of money. Now, certainly things can break down, but I would assume that we're probably going to lose them, and really what you want to do is recover the balance of your recruiting class. And the recruiting classes for us are so important. I mean, we lost eight last year and really hurt us. I mean, it showed up, and we don't want to go through years and years of back-to-back loss like that, because we don't operate a lot in the portal. And occasionally we do with a guy like Shrek who got selected yesterday. But at the same time, we really want to build our roster based on the new kids coming in as much as possible. So we depend on that. And when we lose them, then it becomes difficult. I mean, you're happy for them individually, but I'm not happy for Vanderbilt. I'm not happy for Vanderbilt that we potentially going to lose George Lombard or Thomas White or Alex Clemmie, because we were, you know, hoping that they would come here and hoping that they would grow. But certainly their decision and their family decision, and we're going to wish them well regardless. But our attention quickly turns to the kids that are here. And once they're here, our goal is to build them at a level where when their time comes again as a junior, that they're actually going to shorten the time between a college uniform and a big league uniform, because there's a difference. There's a difference in playing professional baseball versus playing in the big leagues. You play in the big leagues, it's like you got to earn your black belt. There's levels of growth that you have to be exposed to. So that's what we look towards when these kids come here.
Tim Corbin is with us, Vanderbilt baseball coach. So I've been kind of using this phrase lately of changing the standard, because I think everything evolves, you know, as you grow and as you go along. You've been at Vanderbilt a long time. You've built this program. It's known. Everybody knows what those expectations are. But how do you evolve the standard and the expectations as the game of college baseball and college athletics in general evolve?
Yeah, I think there's times where you got to reinvent yourself or reinvent what you're doing. You have to really methodically look at what you're doing, how you're doing it, and if you have to adjust to it. And I think the portal and NIL would be two of those huge factors right now that are in college baseball that, you know, I don't want to sell my soul to that. I just feel like NIL, yeah, I mean, they put it in place to help the athlete. They didn't necessarily put it in place to take that with the portal and use it as free agency. And that's really what it's become. And it's free agency at a level that has no parameters. It's not like professional baseball. But the way I see it is, okay, if we're going to use it, how can we benefit our kids that are already here to enhance their opportunities financially, to better their packages, to come into school, give them some money along on the side that allows them to develop equity and build a bank account. And then at the same time, concentrate on the things that they need to concentrate on. And that is not making money, but just developing relationships, building a team, being part of something special, and taking care of your athletic and academic growth. And I think if you put too much on a plate for these kids, it becomes very difficult. And, you know, when they're 18, 19, 20 years old, their brain is continuing to develop. And what we're adding to them, I mean, these decisions were made by adults, which is mind-boggling to me. But they were, and they put these kids in real tough positions. And who benefits from it? You know, everyone is trying to make a buck. You know, it's an advisor, it's an agent, it's someone who's trying to broker a deal between a school or pull a kid out of another school to get him to another school for a dollar. I think that stinks. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But it is what it is, and I think for a lot of people to say, well, you keep your thoughts to yourself. It doesn't matter what you think, and it doesn't. So what we've got to do is just adjust internally inside what we're doing to try to create the best situation that's still going to create harmony within our program.
I never want you to keep your thoughts to yourself, especially when you're on this show. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right. I appreciate you. Coach, good to talk to you. Okay. Congratulations to everybody that that got drafted. And, hey, you know, it may be July, but we'll have fall ball soon. So looking forward to it.
Thanks, Cabe. Thanks for the opportunity and good talking to you.
Absolutely. Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, here with us on the show. And this is one reason why he's one of the best. He doesn't hold back. He tells it like it is. And that's what I like about him for sure. Coming up next, we will talk a little bit about the game that I don't necessarily care about that much tonight in the All-Star game, and react to some of the things that you heard there with Tim Corbin. Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.